You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Straight to the people. If you're not concerned now, when are you? Tigers dropped 2-3 to the Twins in ghastly fashion. Guardians beat the Mets today. Gavin Williams damn near threw a no-hitter. They are now 6 games back. I'm not panicked. I'm concerned. Rico is very concerned. For people on the ticket text, I'm not mad at you. But I'm not going to invoke 2024 Twins until the following. Two words. Labor Day. You got a lot of baseball left. Fair. I think it's premature to do that.
That's fair.
Let's go to the people. James, Farmington Hills, 97.1. James, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike and Rico. I got to tell you, I wish you guys started your show sooner because I couldn't stand listening to the rest of the game. This is gold.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. I know Rico does as well. What's on your mind? What do you want to say?
So during this run, I have been trying to be balanced in my approach, just because I know, and it was obvious even at the trade deadline or before, that we overperformed. Now I think we grossly overperformed the first 3 or 4 months. So I'm not trying to get as upset about this as I should be. What I will say is everyone's going to blame this season on what's going on in the catastrophe in the middle of the season, which is fair. But when you look at what we did over the offseason, and you guys are talking about it, you paid for Alex Cobb a good amount of money. We all knew he was a bum. You overpaid for Flaherty, and like you said, two starts. I don't want to hear about two starts. Throughout the course of the year, Mike and Rico, he has been far from consistent. And then Canely, like you said, is an underwhelming reliever. Yeah, is he a good ad? Maybe. So I think you went 1 out of 4. You got Glaber. We only got him for 1 year, but he's been consistent. But I think it comes down to just being lazy in the offseason. I don't know what you guys think about that.
No, here's where I'm going to disagree. Look, the Glaber addition has been far superior to what I thought it would be. I think offensively he's done exactly what I think he is. Defensively he's been better. And better is just not the worst second baseman in the league. He's been below average.
Okay, that's better.
But it's better. Look, they made a push for Alex Bregman. They made a real push. Does the whole thing look different if you're starting Alex Bregman at third base?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. James, they added payroll. Now, I think if you want to critique something, and look, I'll say it again, even though I just got crushed the other day. I didn't love the trade deadline. I didn't go yelling and screaming. But when you have an opportunity that you're in first place at the time by 8 games, James, I think you have a duty to add in a meaningful way. And I disagree with Scott Harris's approach that windows are a mirage or an illusion or whatever he said. No, make no mistake. Your best window is while you have Clayton Kershaw in his prime. That's Scooble.
Yep.
Now and maybe next year. So, yeah, James, I don't know what magic pill there would be, but I just know they could have done more.
Agreed. And I think, and I that opens my perspective. The only thing is, if let's say in a situation where the Tigers owner Illich gave Harris a certain amount of money, which in any business is probably fair, you spent money on Alex Cobb and you overpaid for a guy that is just not benefiting us now. So, yeah, I do think it's a catastrophe. And I think, yeah, making a big splash would have helped a little bit. But right now, I think we're an overperformed team that should have done more last offseason.
I don't disagree with that. I'll give him credit for trying with Bregman, but it's not a league of try. It's a league of do. And look, you're right. I mean, back-to-back years, Rico, you went Maeda, Cobb.
Yeah.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah.
And again, look, they've increased their payroll, and they are middle of the road in the MLB. I am going to be respectful and fair of that. But when you don't have a $300 million payroll and 10% of your payroll plus goes to Alex Cobb, who no one knows if he's alive.
Who I don't think is going to play this year. If you get two starts out of him, that's two more than I expect.
Congratulations. Right. 7.5 mil per. Right. And by the way, Jack Flaherty, you know, on the year, what is he, about a 4.5 ERA? Yeah, I don't care about wins and losses for pitchers. That's passe. But guess what? He's pitched enough now. You owe him $20 million next year. That's and guess right. who? Guess who doesn't opt out?
Yeah, I was about to say he's got the opt out if he wants.
Pitchers don't opt out when they're rocking a 5 ERA. Let's go to Paul, 97.1. Paulie, I'm sorry. Paul, how you doing, brother? You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you guys been?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
I agree with everything you and Rico say for the most part. I mean, I'm like you guys. I have championship standards, and I honestly want to win a World Series. That is my goal. But do you really think that Chris Illich and Scott Harris, do you really think that that's their goal? Do you think Chris is anything like his dad?
Okay, I had this conversation the other day, and I'll cliff note it for you, and then you can tell me if I'm full of it, okay? All yeah, I absolutely. Said was, I think, in earnest, they want to be good. There's no question. Being good sells tickets. Being good fills your park. It makes you marketable on television, etc. Oh, I think they want to be good, and I think their belief is, if we stay good for a long time, and it'll give us the best chance to maybe trip into one. But do I believe that they wake up and go to sleep thinking about the only thing in life is a World Series? Do I believe that as an opinion, which I'm allowed to have? This isn't North Korea. No, I don't think that. I don't think they do what the Yankees do. I don't think they do what the Phillies do. I don't think they do what the Dodgers do. I don't think they burn to win. And I just think that most organizations don't. So, Paul, my answer would be no. No, I don't think that that's the standard here. I think the standard is be good. Sell stuffed animals. Make playoffs.
I agree.
Stay relevant.
It was an overwhelming deadline. You added two dead guys. Don't even get me started on Rafael Montero. I don't know what that was all about. And, Mike, this is not good. I'm in full-on panic mode. I think because the Guardians are just infinitely annoying, I think we can agree on that. They are insanely annoying. And they're not going away. You know, they're starting to play like they did last year. I don't think we're going to win this division. I'm to that point where I don't think we're going to win the division. And even if we trip over our own ding-dings and make the playoffs, or let's say we did win the division, how far is this team actually going to go?
That's the problem.
We're not going to beat Toronto or New York or, hey, you made the playoffs. What are we going to do? Nothing. I think they're out in the first round. And anything less than them getting a bye of the wild card is hugely disappointing considering the start they got off.
No, and Paul, this is the other thing I always talk about. And like Rico knows what I'm going to say. It's not their fault that they're in this division, but damn, are they lucky because this is by far and away the worst division in baseball. And you still got a 6-game lead. You know, if you did this in the AL East, you'd be in third place. And that's the hard part. Now they're lucky. But do something with that luck. I'm with you, Paul. Like, I'm not interested in just getting in. I'm interested in winning it. Because, Paul, here's something else I said, and then we'll get going. I brought this up yesterday. Like, everyone thinks there's a 2-year window with Skubal. It would not be unforeseen if November 1st, as the offseason begins, you get a call from Scott Boras saying, pay my guy or trade my guy, or we ain't showing up. Because there's a lockout. There's a lockout looming at the start of 27. So my point was,
get a haul for him, get a franchise changing haul, or extend him. Now I know baseball and hockey are different. You extended the Red Wings extended a lot of their stars. Yep. That's fine. I have faith that Chris and Scott are going to get together and say, hey, we got to pay this guy if he doesn't want to be here. Let's get a franchise-changing haul for him that's going to keep us relevant and maybe even be a World Series team. But I want a World Series. It is unacceptable that it has been 41 years and this team has not won a World Series. That is wholly unacceptable. I would rather win a series this year or next and then suck for the next decade, knowing 100%. I have that World Series memory.
Yeah, no, Paulie, I'm with you. And when you bring up the Montero thing, I mean, what does it say when you trade for a guy and then your manager says he's got to earn opportunities? Then why the hell did you bring him here? This isn't the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is the first place ball club. We'll get to all the callers. I know a lot of people want to speak. We will turn the show over to you guys. If you're not concerned now, when are you? Leads down to 6, 97.1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.